My name is Claire. I'm going to be interviewing AJ today. He's a first year business major at Northeastern University. We're taking the History of Global Pandemics class together. Do I have your consent to be recorded?
Yes.
And can you state the date and the time right now?
It is September 18th, 3:25 p.m.
All right, thank you. So my first question is, what was your biggest struggle in lockdown?
Well, I'm definitely an outdoorsy guy, so being cooped up in the house was definitely something new to me. Definitely some tension between the family, like, yeah, like, we love each other and all, but in a close space for such a long time, we definitely had a lot of fights, but it definitely brought us closer together, so that's a good thing.
How would you say you overcame all of that? Like, being used to going outside all the time, was there anything that you found helpful?
We definitely tried, even though we really couldn't. We did definitely try to get out. We went for car rides just to get out of the house, spend time with each other. Did everything we could to to make the best of a bad situation.
And would you say there's anything in the lockdown where you find is your silver lining?
Not having to go to school.
Definitely one.
Definitely
less of a commitment.
So, I mean, I'd wake up 5 minutes before class and go right back to sleep after class. So, not having to go to school was definitely definitely something that was nice. And I was still able to see friends, which was good. So we would hang out and go to school from each other's houses, which...
Were you guys completely, like, locked down, like, or was it, like, a hybrid situation for school?
We were completely locked down, so everyone was Zoomed.
Where are you from, by the way?
Connecticut,
okay.
So, yeah, we were completely Zoomed, but we would go to people's houses and just... We'd hang out with friends, go to class together. So,
How are you personally affected by the threat of the virus over lockdown?
So, we got it pretty much at the beginning, because we both played hockey and we traveled, so we ended up bringing it back. When we were all asymptomatic except for my, the only thing that happened to her was she lost her taste and smell and had like a slight cough for like a day, but it was nothing serious. So after that, we kind of weren't as scared of it as we probably should have been, but
So you were saying that like being infected already, you're kind of like, I've faced the worst. Like, there's nothing else that can happen to me kind of situation.
Yeah, and definitely the symptoms weren't bad for us. So we viewed it as it's okay to like start trying to get out more and not be as locked down.
And did that affect your perspective on whether or not to get vaccinated or not?
No, we still all just did it because we also it's like with the whole quarantine thing. So now even if you're in contact, I think like you don't have to quarantine for as long and you could actually go to places and just show you're vaccinated. So it was definitely worth it. So we just all still got our vaccine.
So I know that a lot of people, their mental health really suffered during the pandemic. Has it impacted you in any way?
Not really. I'd say me and my family, we probably, it was just another thing that we had to overcome together. It didn't really affect our health too much.
All right. Well, thank you for answering my questions.
Yeah, thank you for the interview. Hi, my name is AJ. I'm going to be interviewing Claire. She's a first year health science major at Northeastern. And do I have your consent to interview?
Yeah, of course.
What's the date and time?
It is currently September 18th, and it's 3:26 p.m.
Okay, so what about the lockdown with the COVID-19 pandemic affected you the most?
I would definitely say that a lot of people have had really negative experiences, but mine kind of differs from that. I was on the road to burning myself out in high school, just doing way too much, biting off more than I can chew. So being forced to just slow down and just stop everything was really good for me and my mental health. Kind of made me reconsider what I wanted to do in life, where I wanted to go with my career path as well, since I was going into like the college application process. And it really helped me appreciate like my circumstances and my family.
So saying like you took a lot on and you actually enjoyed the pandemic just to get some space. How did it affect your social life?
Right, so at the time, I thought I had a lot of friends who ended up just, I would say, abandoned me during the pandemic. So it really helped me find out who in my circle was really there for me when I needed it. And also with family and things, most of my family's from China, so only my immediate family's here in the US with me. So it was really hard to see their situation back in China, being that it was a little bit more difficult. It was, the virus was more rampant over there at the time.
So having a family in China during this, which is obviously probably one of the worst areas with the whole pandemic, how did it, was it a big scare in your household here?
Yeah, it was actually a big scare because both me and my mom kind of are under that gray area of like being susceptible to autoimmune disease. So we're kind of like middle to high risk. So it's kind of scary for the both of us, but it was really interesting because we had different perspectives on how restrictive we wanted to be with going out and everything. I still wanted to go out and have a job, earn my own money, whereas he thought it was in my best interest to just lay low for a while. And now looking back on it, it was kind of selfish of me, but yeah, it was just a tough time for us.
Yeah, but knowing you're susceptible, did you definitely like change things like in your everyday life that kind of make a little more safer, like wash your hands more and things like that?
Yeah, I definitely carry around like wet wipes with me now. And it feels a little bit weird to like be in a public space without a mask on. It just feels unsafe. And I definitely realized that I'm more conscious of other people's like sick sounds and everything. I noticed in a lecture someone was literally coughing a lung up the other day, and it got me really scared, and a little bit of hypochondriac showing up because every symptom, quote unquote, that I have, I'm kind of paranoid about now.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.